July 8 at the crossroads. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. 1 Kings 4:34. In the days of Solomon, the kingdom of Israel extended from Hamath on the north to Egypt on the south, and from the Mediterranean Sea to the river Euphrates. Through this territory ran many natural highways of the world's commerce, and caravans from distant lands were constantly passing to and fro. Thus there was given to Solomon and his people opportunity to reveal to men of all nations the character of the King of Kings, and to teach them to reverence and obey him. Placed at the head of a nation that had been set as a beacon light to the surrounding nations, Solomon should have used his God-given wisdom and power of influence in organizing and directing a great movement for the enlightenment of those who were ignorant of God and his truth. Thus multitudes would have been won to allegiance to the divine precepts. Israel would have been shielded from the evils practiced by the heathen, and the Lord of glory would have been greatly honored. But Solomon lost sight of this high purpose. He failed of improving his splendid opportunities for enlightening those who were continually passing through his territory or tarrying at the principal cities. The missionary spirit that God had implanted in the heart of Solomon and in the hearts of all true Israelites was supplanted by a spirit of commercialism. The opportunities afforded by contact with many nations were used for personal aggrandizement. In this our day, the opportunities for coming into contact with men and women of all classes and many nationalities are much greater than in the days of Israel. The thoroughfares of travel have multiplied a thousandfold. Like Christ, the messengers of the Most High today should take their position in these great thoroughfares where they can meet the passing multitudes from all parts of the world. Like him, hiding self in God, they are to sow the gospel seed, presenting before others the precious truths of the Holy Scriptures that will take deep root in mind and heart and spring up unto eternal life.